I mean, this isn't over. I mean, if she doesn't get a sniper out there, some mother, because the mothers are so mad at her. I mean, they could get, it could be a whole herd of mothers over there with sniper guns taking this woman out.
Did you hear what Casey said?
About what?
She wants to have more children.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Okay.
There's a frightening thought.
Good case for sterilization, I think.
Okay, so I don't know. Book deal. She's going to be rich.
Well, maybe,
I don't know.
But you know,
I do think the system worked.
The Octomom got money and stuff initially, but I think she blew through that, and she's old news now. So Casey will probably be old news, you know, not too that far downstream.
Not when you got so many mad mothers. I mean, this is another mad mother thing. They are mad. Yeah. They know she did it in their heart. I don't know. This is not over. This is not over. Okay, we've got a happier note that we're going to talk about. I don't know what's going to happen to her, but she's going to be a rich girl. I know that. She's going to have a lot of parties. More children, huh?
She's just not a very appealing person, is she?
I don't know. She's got that look on her face now. Her lips are constantly purged. Whenever that stops, maybe. Because she's actually an attractive girl. Okay, we're going to switch here. We talked about that for a while because I have some guys coming in that I can't wait to talk to. A lighter note. Temple of Transition. We all know about the Burning Man out in the desert every year. Come on. Okay, let me see if I can guess which one's Kiwi and which one's Irish. You're Kiwi. How'd I know? Hey, let's do a microphone thing here so that we can get both of them here so they can both talk. That behind-the-scenes technology here. Irish, hello.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Now, why do they call you Irish?
Because I'm from England.
Okay. Oh, you are.
Well, no, I'm not.
So that accent's pretty easy for you, the transition from Britain to Aussie, right? Hey, mate?
I don't speak Australian, no.
You speak the British thing, huh?
I speak English, which is what we speak back
home. Yeah, me
Ireland.
Too, okay? We speak American here. We don't really speak English.
Yeah. Aren't Americans the only one who pronounce it right?
Yeah, something like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Another Kiwi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Very hot.
Yeah, you look very hot. Well, you look kind of cool, but you look like you've been hot.
Yeah, we're busy at the moment setting up for the fundraiser tonight. So
okay, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
First of all, the Temple of Transition. Here it is. Beautiful.
Isn't it
the architect of this? I mean, they can't see it on the radio, but...
Basically, both of us
you really
designed it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what does it mean? I mean, it's just three separate columns. The one in the middle is very tall.
Well, actually,
it looks kind of Asian.
Yeah.
In fact, what it is that elevation doesn't really tell you the full story. It's five separate, smaller temples ringed outside a central of extremely tall temple.
194 feet?
No.
Wide.
Yeah,
194
wide.
Feet wide.
Yeah.
But it's 120 feet tall. And we believe that it's the tallest temporary wooden structure in the world.
What's the symbol of it? Temple of Transition.
Yeah, Temple of Transition. Burning Man has a... basically, this is going to be built at Burning Man. Every year they have an art theme, and this year's theme is Rites of Passage.
Oh.
And basically, 25 years that Burning Man's been going now, a lot of people have had their rites of passage through the event. The regional events are opening up all over the world. And every year they have a temple. We put an application in to do it this year and got the go-ahead from Burning Man to build the temple. And it's for the people. It's basically non-denominational. Anybody can go there and be part of the
spirituality.
Yeah, spirituality. Yeah.
You know,
the
I'm looking
creates.
At it, and, it, and it gives me a feeling.
Yeah,
it really does.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. A feeling?
Yes, it does. A spiritual feeling.
Okay.
I mean, I'm feeling very calm right
okay.
now.
All right.
Okay. Very centered.
So you meant like a spiritual feeling, all right.
Very spiritual feeling, it does.
Yeah.
It feels very good. And then I love the word transition anyway.
Yeah.
And unity,
yeah.
Using all those wonderful terms. Okay, so you're going to be building this. How far? Is it built at all? Is there something built?
Yeah, totally. Down at Hobson Square, which is on 900 East 4th Street.
This is what you're going to do tonight. You're going to
We're having a fundraiser, correct. Fundraiser. And that's where we're building the temple also.
Okay, what's the fundraiser for?
To raise money.
Money to build the temple.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works. Huh?
That's kind of how it works.
So you're going to have a lot of pictures up there and a lot of art to show
well,
everybody.
Well, in fact, we've got some of the temple assembled down there for people to look at and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
The way that we're building it, basically, is we're building it in modular sections and then we're putting it on 18-wheelers and shipping it out there. And it is about, we think, 6 or 7 times less expensive to do it from Reno compared to, say, trying to do it
then
from
put it
Oakland
together
or
when
somewhere
you get
like
there.
That,
yeah.
You know? Or to try and build it,
right.
just out there.
But 120 feet, you Jeez. Need foundations yeah. and everything else, right?
Well, you put, you'll
basically,
do it in pieces.
It sits on the player on Black Rock Desert. very hard surface, and underneath each each foot there was going to be a steel plate.
Okay.
But that just sits on the player also. So there's no actual concrete foundations. There's 6 foot long screw anchors that are screwed under into the ground, to, and then wire cables going up through the building to stop it from falling over.
Always a good thing.
Yeah.
Always a good thing.
Of course,
especially when it's burning, right?
Yeah.
So how many people is it going to take to build?
We've got a crew of upwards of 140 people that will be out on the player towards the end of August. We head out there on the 12th of August, or 10th actually, to do survey and start setting up. And then the crew will start to follow in after us, and they're upwards of 140 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's Burning Man, Jay.
So, yeah, they're going to
burn. So they'll be working naked.
They're going to. Well, that's what we hear.
We always maybe hear topless.
We always hear all those outrageous things about Burning Man.
And they're true.
They are true.
Everything you hear about Burning Man is true.
I was telling him, I think I went, I don't think it was the first one, but I went to the second one. Can't even remember what year because I had amnesia when I came back.
Oh, well, there
but
you go.
But it was one of those old hippie type things. I mean, yeah. We had such a, I mean, we did, you know, and, you know.
Yep.
You know, that's all you're saying?
Use your imagination there. But you must go. I mean, you must at least go once.
It's an amazing experience.
It's amazing.
It really is, yeah.
How many people show up?
Well, this year, the tickets are nearly sold out, and I believe it's somewhere around about 55 to 60,000.
Yeah. Unreal. Yeah, and how much are the tickets? $65 each or for one day?
At the moment, they're $360, and that's for a week. That's,
wow. You know,
for the whole week. Cure cancer with this one event. I mean, no, but it's spiritual. It's a get-together. It's a community.
Yeah.
Fun, all kinds of art and so, just bizarre things.
How did an Australian end up coming to Burning Man?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I'm a Kiwi. Yeah.
How dare
I'm
you,
from
sir.
New Zealand.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Kiwi. Come on, Jim.
Yeah, Kiwi.
No, I'm alive. I'm lucky
alive. I'd be called Aussie.
Have you been there? Have you lived in New Zealand all your life? Both?
Yeah.
You haven't. You're from Britain.
He's from Ireland. Yeah.
So is it true that New Zealand was first populated with all the prisoners from Britain?
No, it's Australia.
That's Australia.
Oh, come the Australia.
We're really pissing them off now.
I need to get these things straight. No, I just need to get these things straight.
Yeah, there you go.
Our listeners wonder about those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Australia, you were a hop and a skip over to New Zealand.
Yeah, but we didn't get the prisoners. They got them, basically. It was too far for them to swim from
They're
Australia
the mother load.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
far is it if you swim it?
I think it's about three... No, it must be about 5,000
is it that far?
Miles, something like that. Apart.
Yes, I hear it's absolutely like beautiful.
It is, yep.
You never want to leave, except for
well,
Burning Man?
Well, yeah, I know. I mean,
except for during that earthquake you just had.
Well, that's right. You know, there's still earthquakes going on down that way, too. So
everywhere.
It's kind
everywhere.
Of disastrous,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight you're going to be at, let me tell you again, it's going to be, I never heard of it, Hobson Square?
Yeah, it's a new, well, it's not a new building. It used to be the Nevada Brewery.
The Reno Brewing Company.
Oh, sorry, like Reno Brewing Company. Stuff, sorry, yeah.
Reno Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know where the Wells overpass is, the Wells flyover? It's just east of that by one block.
On 9th Street.
On 4th Street. Street.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. So, okay. So
it's on 4th Street. And
yeah,
we got to get it straight because people need to know where they're
correct,
going.
Correct. Right. Yeah, 900 4th Street.
900 4th Street.
Yeah.
And it's starting at 6 tonight, going until midnight.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, and what's the event going to entail? What are we going to enjoy?
Oh, Irish.
Well, we got like two stages of music, and we got a whole bunch of fire art, fire performers. We got bicycle jousting. We got roller derby.
Yep.
We got popcorn.
Wow. Bicycle jousting?
Bicycle jousting. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Wow.
Right.
What's insurance cost you for this thing? I mean,
They're handling that themselves.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
You know, like right. When you go to Burning Man, you read the back of your ticket and you enter it at your own risk.
Your own risk, always. Yeah. Okay, well, I hope you raise a lot of money tonight. It's going to be a fun thing.
Yeah, it really is. Event. Yeah, and you can't miss the building. If you're going over the Wells overpass, over the 4th Street there, you'll see the big banner on the side of the building.
Giant block party here.
Yeah, and that's also the
some jousting poles and
flames. You'll see a bunch of flames being shot up into the air.
How fun!
Yeah, mm-hmm. And okay. The Salvagery is also an art collective that's part of this as well. They've got a building that the whole group of artists are involved in this fundraiser, also in the project. And Hobson Gallery.
Hobson
everybody
Gallery.
Knows how, that's where we are, basically where the Hobson Gallery is.
Oh,
right
there
beside
you go.
It. You can't miss us.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And that's on Spokane.
I hope you get a lot of money.
Thank you very much.
You're going to do this no matter what, huh? It might even just be the two of you, huh? When is Burning Man this year?
Gates open at August 28th.
Coming up, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kiwi.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Irish.
Sure,
very
man,
much. Wish
pleasure.
You a lot of luck. Have a great fundraiser tonight.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. When we come back, what are we doing when we come back?
Bicycle jousting.
Yes!
That's all I can. I can't get that out of my head.
Stay tuned. You're with Broadview.
I think I'd be good at that.
On the buzz.
I'm good at ducking.
1270 The Buzz.
Did you know that hearing loss is the most common birth defect, occurring in 3 of every 1,000 babies? Your baby's first 2 years are critical for speech and language development. The long-term outlook for children with hearing loss is very good. If your baby is screened by 1 month, diagnosed by 3 months, and enrolled in an intervention program by 6 months of age. Hearing loss is invisible. If your newborn baby can't hear, how do you know? And who do you turn to? Hospitals in Nevada routinely screen babies' hearing. Ask the nurse if your baby passed the screening test. If hearing loss is suspected, call the Early Hearing Detection Program at 775-684-4272, and they'll guide your family to appropriate services. Your baby is depending on you. Caring people are ready to help your baby and you.
Sponsored by the CDC and the Nevada State Health Division. Here in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Broadview. It is time for the Laugh Lounge. I'm not going to ask you to laugh today, JP.
I can't do it,
Jay. Not very good at it. Sit down, Denny. Welcome.
Hey.
Denny Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing all right considering.
Considering?